This year we have two nights of Hanukkah that fall on Motzei Shabbos, so the question arises, when we have two mitzvos, Havdalah and Ner Hanukkah, which one do we do first? So this is discussed by the Rishonim. There is a Machlokas HaRishonim about this. And the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Resh Pei Aleph quotes the opinion of the Trumas HaDeshen that he relates specifically to what to do in Shul, that one lights the Hanukkah candles before making Havdalah. The Trumas HaDeshen writes that the reason for this is Afuka Yoma Macharinon, that we delay Havdalah, which signifies and proclaims the end of Shabbos. We'd like to delay that as much as possible. So therefore, first do the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, and then to make Havdalah. This is a concept that we see in the Gemara in some places. So for example, when Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, Yak Nehaz, we'll first make Kiddush on the Yontif, and then make Havdalah for Shabbos. We don't want it to seem that we're rushing out of Shabbos. The Rama adds that the same is true with regard to making Havdalah and lighting candles in one's own home. That one would first light the Hanukkah candles and only then make Havdalah. The Taz has a long discussion here where he disagrees with this Psak, and he makes several claims in favor of first making Havdalah and then lighting the Hanukkah candles. He says, first of all, the reasoning of delaying the end of Shabbos seems out of place here. You're lighting the Hanukkah candles. That's a malacha on Shabbos. Your actions are demonstrating clearly that Shabbos is over. What does it mean that you're delaying the end of Shabbos? So he's not convinced at all by that reasoning. Secondly, he says, Tadir Visheno Tadir. Tadir called him. We make Havdalah every single week. And we do not light Hanukkah candles. We light Hanukkah candles 8 nights a year. So therefore, Havdalah should take precedence over Ner Hanukkah. We should do that first. He points to the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, the beginning of the 8th parak, where we said the whole reason that we say Borei Pri HaGafen before we say the bracha on Kiddush is because Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, and the same should be true when it comes to Havdalah itself. So even within Havdalah, you see that the Tadir takes precedence over the special mitzvahs Hayom, and so too, comparing Havdalah to Ner Hanukkah. And finally, he writes that, how could it be that you're going to go ahead and make a bracha over a candle before you even make the bracha over the very creation of fire to begin with, which is Borei Me'orei HaEsh. And therefore, it makes sense to first make Havdalah and then to light the Hanukkah candles. There were those, numerous achronim who agree with the Psak of the Taz, but there were others who answered back and disagreed. So the Aliyah Rabbah writes that even though that you're lighting Hanukkah candles, and that's a malacha, of course Shabbos is really over, but nonetheless there's some residual taste of the Kedusha Shabbos until you make Havdalah a la kos. And he disagrees with the idea that Tadir would take precedence. He says, no, but Ner Hanukkah is a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, and the Pirsumei Nes should be a factor that outweighs any considerations of Tadir. So when the dust settles, there are many Achronim who say, like the Taz, that one should make Havdalah first. However, the Taz himself writes, there's a clear minog in Klal Yisrael that in Shul, we light the Hanukkah candles first. So in Shul, light the Hanukkah candles first. But at home, to make Havdalah first. Others add, and in Shul, there's even a greater inyan of Pirsumei Nisa. It's Pirsumei Nes Berabim. So light the Hanukkah candles first, but at home, to make Havdalah first. There are others, like the Gra, and other poskim who accepted the psak of the Ramah, where it says in Shulchan Aruch that one should, even at home, to light the Hanukkah candles first, and only then to make Havdalah. In the Mishnah Brura, he writes that in Shul, we should light the Hanukkah candles first. At home, Da'avid Kemar Avid, with Da'avid Kemar Avid. Either way, there are great poskim to rely on, and one can make Havdalah first, or one can light Hanukkah candles first. The Sephardi poskim that I saw all said that at home one should make Havdalah first. Rav Avad Yosef, the Kaf HaChaim, the Ben Ishchai, they all said to make Havdalah first at home. However, within the Ashkenazi poskim again, a machlokas poskim, whether to make Havdalah or Ner Hanukkah first. And there are minhagim in both directions. Here in Eretz Yisrael, so the Luach Eretz Yisrael says to light Hanukkah candles first. That's what it says in Halicha Shlomo that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to do. I assume that's based on the Minhag Agra. But as mentioned, there are many who also make Havdalah first. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that one should make Havdalah first, even at home. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, David Kemar Ovid, U David Kemar Ovid. Have a wonderful day. Please stack a few chairs. Thank you.